Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Aksham Dasa Pranam Adharma Dharmo Chakre Vimanam Ratinam Cha Jivam Danur Hi Tasya Pranavam Patanti Saram Tu Jivam Param Eva Laksham Aksham Dasa Pranam Adharma Dharmo Chakre Bimanam Ratinam Chajivam Danur Hitasya Pranavam Patanti Saram Tu Jivam Param Eva Lakshyam Aksham Dasa Pranam Adharma Dharmo Chakre Bimanam Rahitam Rahinam Ratinam Chajivam Danur Hitasya Pranavam Patanti Saram Tu Jivam Param Eva Lakshyam Aksham Dasa Pranam Adharma Dharmo Chakre Bimanam Ratinam Chajivam Danur Hitasya Pranavam Patanti Saram Tu Jivam Param Eva Lakshyam. Aksham Dasa Pranam Adharma Dharmo Chakre Bimanam Ratinam Chajivam Danur Hitasya Pranavam Patanti Sarans Tujivam Param Eva Lakshyam Samdasapanam Adharma Dharmo Chakre Bimanam Rahitam Chaivam Danur Hitasya Pranavam Patanti Danur Hitasya Pranavam Patanti Saram Tu Jivam Prama Ayavadaksham Aksham Dasa Pranam Adharma Dharmo Chakre Bimanam Ratinam Chajivam Danur Hitasya Pranavam Patanti Saram Tu Jivam Param Eva Lakshyam. Matajis. Aksham Dasa Pranam Adharma Dharmo. Chakre Vimanam Rahitam Tujivam. Danur Hitasya Pranavam Taranti. Saram Tu Jivam Pranam Eva Lakshyam Aksham Dasa Pranam Adharma Dharmo Chakre vimanam ratinam cha jivam. Danurhitasya pranavam patanti. Saram tu jivam param eva laksham. Aksham dasa pranam adharma dharmo. Chakre vimanam ratinam cha jivam. Tanurhitasya pranavam patanti. Saram tu jivam pranam eva laksham. Aksham, the spokes on the chariot wheel. Dasa, ten. Pranam, the ten kinds of air flowing within the body. Adharma, irreligion. Dharmo, religion, two sides of the wheel, up and down. Chakre, in the wheel. Avimanam, false identification. Ratinam, the charioteer, or master of the body. Cha, also. Jivam, the living entity. Danu, the bow. He, indeed. Tasya, his. Pranavam, the Vedic mantra, Omkara. Patanti, it is said. Sharam, an arrow. Tu, but. Jivam, the living entity. Param, the Supreme Lord. Eva, indeed. Laksham, the target. Translation purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. The ten kinds of air acting within the body are compared to the spokes of the chariot's wheels, and the top and bottom of the wheel itself are called religion and irreligion. The living entity in the bodily concept of life is the owner of the chariot. The Vedic mantra, Pranava, is the bow. The pure living entity himself is the arrow, and the target is the Supreme Being. Please repeat. The ten kinds of air acting within the body are compared to the spokes of the chariot's wheels, and the top and bottom of the wheel itself are called religion and irreligion. The living entity in the bodily concept of life is the owner of the chariot. The Vedic mantra Pranava is the bow. The pure living entity himself is the arrow, and the target is the Supreme Being. Purport. Ten kinds of life air always flow within the material body. They are called prana, apana, samana, viyana, udana, naga, kurma, krikala, devadatta, and dhananjaya. They are compared here to the spokes of the chariot's wheels. The life air is the energy for all of a living being's activities, which are sometimes religious and sometimes irreligious. Thus, religion and irreligion are said to be the upper and lower portions of the chariot's wheels. When the living entity decides to go back home, back to Godhead, his target is Lord Vishnu, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the conditioned state of life, one does not understand that the goal of life is the Supreme Lord. Na te vidu svartagatim hi vishnum durasaya, ye ahir arta maninaha. The living entity tries to be happy, within this material world, not understanding the target of his life. When he is purified, however, he gives up his bodily conception of life and his false identity as belonging to a certain community, a certain nation, a certain society, a certain family, and so on. Sarvapati vinir mutam tat paratvena nirmalam. Then he takes the arrow of his purified life, and with the help of the bow, the transcendental chanting of pranava, or the Hare Krishna mantra, he throws himself towards the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Srila Vishnu Chakravarti Thakur has commented that because the words bow and arrow are used in this verse, one might argue that the Supreme Personality of Godhead and the living entity have become enemies. However, although the Supreme Personality of Godhead may become the so-called enemy of the living being, this is his chivalrous pleasure. For example, the Lord fought with Bhishma, and when Bhishma pierced the Lord's body on the battlefield of Kurukshetra, this was a kind of humor or relationship of which there are 12. When the conditioned soul tries to reach the Lord by hurling an arrow at him, the Lord takes pleasure, and the living entity gains the profit of going back home, back to Godhead. Another example given in this regard is that Arjuna, as a result of piercing the Adhara Mina, or the fish within the chakra, achieved the valuable gain of Draupadi. Similarly, if with the arrow of chanting the holy name of the Lord, one pierces Lord Vishnu's lotus feet by dint of performing this heroic activity of devotional service, one receives the benefit of returning home back to Godhead. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Om Agyanati Marandasha Gananjana Shloka Chakshu Umritam Janitas Vai Sri Gurave Namaha. Vancha Kalpa Tuvisya Kipa Sindhu Vevita Paritana Pabane Vivaishna Vebio Namo Maha. Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nichananda Sri Advaita Gadadhar Siva Sri Gora Bhakta Vrinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. So reading from the 7th canto, chapter 15. In text 42, instructions for civilized human beings. So, in this particular Bhagavatam, if you look at all the different headings of the Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th canto, they're very ecstatic, and so many instructions, especially the prayers by Pallad Maharaj. And here we're reading about the instructions for civilized human beings. And this kind of knowledge about instructions for civilized human beings is practically unknown in modern society. In modern society, civilized human beings is portrayed as having a new car, a wonderful home, a beautiful wife, lots of money. And in this way, we're thinking that this is a civilized individual. But here in the Srimad Bhagavatam, the instructions for real civilized human beings is that one who is actually very much absorbed in the service of the Lord. Natevidu svartakatam gatim hivishnum, Prabhupada writes in the purport, that this is the essence of life. It's described in the Bhagavatam, Savai pumsham paro dharmo yato bhaktir hokshaje ahaituki apratiyata yayatma supasidati. Is described very nicely that the supreme occupation for all humanity is that by which all men can attain loving devotional service unto the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But it has to be unmotivated and uninterrupted in order to satisfy the self. This is actually the real purpose of life, and this is a civilized human being. Contrary to what modern human society is propagating, in this society, we're trained from the very beginning how to utilize everything for our own sense gratification. But the Krishna Consciousness Movement is teaching people how to come to a stage of dedicating everything to Lord Krishna in the service of Krishna. Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Yat karosi yat asnasi, yaj jahosi dadasi yat, yat tapasyasi kunteya, nat tat krusva, Mat Arpanam. Yes. He says, O son of Kunti, all that you do, all that you eat, and all that you offer and give away, as well as all austerities that you may perform, should be done as an offering unto me. This is what Krishna wants. And this is the instruction to civilized human beings. But in modern society, no one has heard this type of knowledge. No one practically, before we became devotees and surrendered to Krishna, we had no conception of this kind of understanding whatsoever. This was so foreign, because we were all taught to get whatever you can for yourself. Just, and then you'll be happy. Just go for it and get it, and no matter what. If you want this kind of man or if you want this kind of woman, go get it. If you want to, you can make a million. If you want to make a million, you can do it. Just go and get it. Don't mess around. Be focused. Be absorbed. And that way you'll become satisfied. But we see that whatever that we do and whatever that we eat and whatever we think in this kind of understanding is simply destructive. It's just a cause for complete dissatisfaction. So in Krishna consciousness, we're taught the opposite, that we should go for pure devotional service. This is really what we should be going for, that we should give everything to Krishna. There's so many people out there giving us instruction on so many matters. There's so many, quote, gurus, and they forcefully are trying to take us down a certain path in order to become happy. And they're professing this, and behind them they have millions of followers. And so it can be very confusing for a conditioned soul that's searching for something better. If it was so much available or equal, then who wants to be poor? I mean, really, if you walked up to anybody, do you want to be poor? They'll say, no, I want to be rich. So nobody wants to be poor or degraded or ugly or incompetent. Nobody wants this. But why is it happening? Why is there this imbalance? Because nobody wants to be poor, but there's so many poor people. So why is this going on? This is a big question. And the falsity of modern society is that they're telling everyone the opposite. Here, you can become beautiful. Let's take laser surgery or what do they call it? Facelift. You can be beautiful. Nothing can stop you. Just do this. Just get a few dollars and save up your money and get a facelift, and you'll be beautiful. And of course, we know so many horrific stories on this particular issue. So modern society is simply offering a blank check or post-dated check, as they say. Just now coming. You will get it to you sooner or later. So this is the carrot that's being dangled in front of all of us throughout our whole life. This is what's available. Just try to go get it. This is how you can get it. So why doesn't everybody get it? This is the real baffling bewilderment of the material energy. It bewilders all of us, and we don't understand. And even though we're working so hard and diligently to acquire sense gratification. But because that is not the purpose of life, this is what needs to be understood. The real purpose of life is to surrender to Lord Vishnu. This is how we'll get our satisfaction. Otherwise, we're simply going to go through this process of the carrot and acquire nothing but frustration, anxiety, so many difficulties in life. And we see that society is like that today. So in Krishna consciousness, we're taught that Krishna, he's everything. That verse in the Bhagavad Gita, Bhoktaram Jagatapasam Sarva Loka Maheshwaram Suridam Sarva Bhutanam Gyatvaman Santim Brichati. That Krishna, he's the controller and the owner of everything, the spiritual, material worlds. He's the most benevolent. He's our friend. If we actually come to that position of understanding this, if we believe this,
and we strive for this, and then we can become freed from the material pangs. Otherwise, it's not possible. Even a person who's a multi-millionaire, he's suffering like anything. Prabhupada says that he's suffering constantly mentally because he's thinking someone will steal the money from him. And sometimes people have millions of dollars and they don't think they ever even have a friend. There's so many wealthy people that have been interviewed and they say, I don't really know who my friend is. I think they're all after my money. And this causes stress and anxiety. Can you imagine not knowing if someone likes you because of you or your money? I mean, this is very stressful. It creates so much emotional turmoil. And one reverts to all kinds of activities in order to try to become happy. So, in Krishna consciousness, we strive for chanting. And there's no difference in chanting for Krishna or working for Krishna. There's no difference. They're all the same. They're on the same platform. You work for Krishna, it's the same as chanting for Krishna. This devotional service, this is actually the end result of chanting. If we chant nicely and we chant with real devotion, then the result of that chanting is that we'll develop a sincere taste and desire for wanting to serve Krishna. This is the outcome of it. If we're chanting and we don't want to serve Krishna, then what is the goal? What are we trying to accomplish? This is really important to know. Because if we perform devotional service, we'll get the favor of the Supreme Lord. And we should always be striving for the favor of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This should be our goal in life, to be really favored by the Supreme Lord. And that favored position is the most secure position that a living entity can come in contact with. There's nothing more secure than that. All these other things are simply temporary. As Prabhupada said, the fallen soldiers. We put our faith in our country, and we can become... You know, how many people are interviewed? If you ever watch the news, a soldier say, I gave my life to my country. Now I have this problem, and I can't even get a dime. I can't get any money. I'm ruined. How many times do we hear this? Over and over again. So people give themselves to their country, or they give themselves to their family. And at the end, they're all waiting for him to die. They can't wait till he dies so they can get the money. Or sometimes they murder him to get the money. A very famous case here, Beverly Hills. Two brothers, this was about a decade ago. The father, very rich man. And the two brothers, they hatched out a transcendental plan, according to their vision, how to murder the mother and father and make it look like somebody broke in. Can you imagine? And one of the sons with a shotgun blew his mother's face off. I mean, how disgusting. So we give ourselves to our family. This is going to be the result. Our friends. We never know what the outcome will be. But we should know that these are fallen soldiers, fallible soldiers. That they're not really the real purpose of life. But the real purpose of life, as Prabhupada said in the purport, is this is chanting this arrow and shoot it directly at Krishna. And on the battlefield, when Bhishma pierced Krishna's body, he felt like flowers. It felt like someone was throwing flowers on him. It was so much love. He felt this love from Bhishma by these arrows. So if we chant nicely and we try to sincerely become devotees, then we can see that Krishna will give us the understanding how to approach him. But we should be very careful. We can't do this. We can't approach Krishna directly on our own. We can't. It's described, Kim tena te priya janan anu sevatam na. We can't jump over and immediately just go to Krishna. Sometimes we see people come here to the temple and they don't even look at Srila Prabhupada. They don't even notice him practically. And they'll go directly to Rukmini Dwarkadish and just say their prayer. You know, give me this or give me that. And I surrender to your lotus feet. You cannot understand Krishna in this way. And as devotees, we have to understand this, that we cannot jump directly or jump over the devotees. But our process is that we have to surrender to another devotee. This is how we get to Krishna. This is how Krishna hears us. Krishna doesn't really hear us just because you approach him directly. Well, he may hear you, but he may not pay much attention to you. It's like if you're walking along the street and some crazy person is talking to you, do you really take them serious? You just kind of like look at them and just keep moving. You don't want to get too hung up on them or too much acquainted with them because they're just talking stuff. But if we talk like this to Krishna without approaching the pure devotee of the Lord, we'll not be heard properly. And neither will we understand Krishna as he is. So this is another foolishness of the conditioned living entity. They're frustrated in life. So they think, let me go directly to God. Even in a Christian faith, people, they're so much confident about their own self that they don't even go to church. They just pull out the Bible and they read that Bible and then they go out and they preach the Word of God. And what is their qualification? They don't even go through Jesus Christ. They just think they can directly go to God and that they can understand everything about Him. This is not possible. This is not real spiritual life. Every day in the morning we sing Yasya Prasadam Bhagavat Prasadam Yasya Prasadam Nagati Ketopi. We pray to Srila Prabhupada. We say, only by your mercy can I understand and get the mercy of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Otherwise, I can't understand anything. I can't. And this is really the science. This is how we understand Krishna and even understand what it means to chant the holy name of the Lord. This is how we acquire this. And here, the objective is in everyone's interest is to know Vishnu. But because people do not know this, they don't know this because they haven't approached the proper authority. And they're approaching so many different kinds of authority. And they're getting sidetracked. Even here in Krishna consciousness, we can be practicing for many, many years. And we can get sidetracked by another devotee. Can't we? Doesn't that happen sometimes? We can get sidetracked by another devotee who are thinking that they're like some advanced soul. And we can get sidetracked. They can tell us so many things. Let me tell you, Prabhu, about the GBC. Or let me tell you about the guru. Or let me tell you about this. Yeah, we can get sidetracked so easy off the path of Krishna consciousness. So unless we really read these books and study them, we can become fooled very easy, sidetracked. Very easy. It's not hard. Everybody likes to hear something. You can see in the material world, these gossip newspapers and magazines, they've made so many people multi-billionaires. Literally. There have been people that have become billionaires off this magazine that you see in a rack and by the checkout counter. You've all seen them. Like People Magazine. It's all about gossip. And somebody has made multi-billions and billions of dollars and for just gossip. So we have to be very cautious not to get caught up in the gossip of even Krishna consciousness. And we have to be always fixed at the lotus feet of the pure devotee. And this is really important here. Gopi Bhartupada Kamalayor Das 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 Anudas. This is how we approach. Three times down. This is how we approach the Supreme Personality of Godhead. We approach through the Acharya, Srila Prabhupada. And we want to please Srila Prabhupada. This is how you approach the Guru. You don't approach the Guru, give me this, give me that. You approach the Guru, how can I please you? Like Prabhupada himself so many times said, I simply blindly followed the instruction of my Guru Maharaj. Blindly followed. This is the science. This is the process of how we achieve Krishna consciousness or to understand Vishnu or Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. It's called a parampara. This is how we achieve this position. And our purpose is to please. This is what we want to do. And if you want to please someone, if you love someone, you find out what they want. You find out what Krishna wants. You find out what the guru wants. And so I'd like to take this time to kind of talk about what Srila Prabhupada really liked. What he wanted. What did he want us to do? It's the disciples and the grand disciples' purpose in life to find out what the guru wants, what the acharya wants. This is what we should be striving for. Not what I want, but what does the guru want? What does the acharya want? This is what we should be, our lifelong quest. Like Prabhupada said, he wanted to please his spiritual master. And I'd like to read something here from the lecture. Is it okay if I just go over a little bit today? You know, just because we want to read some scores and stuff. And, you know, so beginning of the year, good way to start. So I'd like to read this. This is a lecture by His Divine Grace on the seventh canto. Quote, "So only the devotee, or Krishna conscious devotee, he can deliver them. He goes from town to town, village to village, house to house, to bring this message of Krishna and deliver him. Prahlad Maharaj is promising, Naitan vihaya kripanan vimuksha eko. I do not wish to go alone. Give me some strength so that I can deliver some of them. It is not possible to deliver all of them, but this is a very important engagement for Vaishnava. Bhaktivinoda Thakur has written in his Chaitanya Shikshamrita, we can understand a Vaishnava very nicely when we see that he has converted so many conditioned souls into Vaishnava life. That is the estimation of a Vaishnava. If I simply try for myself, I may be very advanced devotee. That is not very much appreciated by Krishna. Prayena deva munayasva vimukti kama. Everyone is interested. There are Goshtianandi and Bhajananandi. Bhajananandi is interested for his own welfare, or they think it that he is not competent enough to preach. Therefore, he does not go for preaching work. Sva vimukti kama. Let me look after my own affairs. Oil your own machine." End of quote. So this is another stage, and other stage is a devotee taking all risk, preaching for the benefit of the whole human society. He is called Goshtianandi, increasing the number of devotees. That is preferred by Krishna. It is said in the Bhagavad Gita, "Ya imam paramam guyam madbhakteshu abhidasyati." Anyone who is engaged in preaching this confidential science of Bhagavad Gita, "Na cha tasmad manusyesu kaschid me priya kritamaha." Nobody is dearer to me than he is. So if you want very quickly recognition by Krishna, go on preaching Krishna consciousness. Even if it's imperfectly done, but because you are sincere in your capacity, whatever capacity you have got, if you preach, then Krishna will be very much pleased. I have seen practically, in my Guru Maharaj's day, there was a paper, Dainika Nadia Prakash. It was being published daily, a piece of paper, just like I was publishing back to Godhead. And if a small brahmachari would go to Navadvip and would sell a few copies, one paisa a copy, that would be taken as a great preaching by my Guru Maharaj. Oh, you have sold 5 copies? Very good. You know, 5 copies means 5 paisa. You couldn't even buy a piece of licorice for 5 paisa. Literally. Because people are so reluctant, they are not at all interested in Krishna consciousness. Therefore, we become very much engladdened when we see that some of our books and literatures are sold. They will read and be benefited. So this is the mission of high-class Vaishnava. Wow, let's read that again. This is what struck me. So this is the mission of high-class Vaishnava, how to preach Krishna consciousness among the suffering humanity. And this is the purport of this verse said by Prahlad Maharaj. And we are following the footprints of Prahlad Maharaj. Never mind, even if it is imperfectly done, we must execute the orders of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Yare deka tare kaha Krishna upadesh. I may not be so very expert in delivering the message of Krishna, but my duty is to try to my best capacity how to distribute this knowledge to the suffering humanity. Thank you very much. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Wow. Wasn't that powerful? Very powerful. It's powerful because it's the truth. There's few things in life that are the truth. We hear so many things, but how many things do we hear, even in a given day, that is the truth? Someone may even walk up to you and say, I love you. Is it really the truth? Do we know, is it the truth? I love you, man. No, we don't know. Somebody will go up and say, I love you, man. What does that mean? Is it the truth? So very rarely do we hear the truth. Even when we say this, I love you, man, there's something behind it. You know, you're expecting something. This unconditional love can only be given to Krishna. It's only for Krishna. That's what it's meant for. And we can please Krishna with this love by bringing other souls back home, back to Godhead. This is the way we show our love. I love you, Krishna. Here's 10 devotees. Hari Bol! Here's 10 conditioned souls back to you. I did this for you. And Krishna will become so ecstatic and what to speak of the spiritual master. You bring your Guru Maharaj 10 disciples a month. Initiate. Here, Guru Maharaj, here's 10 devotees for you this month. Would he be ecstatic? What do you think? Yeah. Hari Bol, wouldn't he be happy? He would be happy. And he'd look at you and say, oh my God, you are really a wonderful devotee. You're beautiful. This is real love. This is what we mean by love. Not like, I love you, man. And then you go and do your whatever you're doing. Whatever you think. This is all speculation. So this is real love. So when we try to go out and please Srila Prabhupada, by this book distribution, this is real love. It's austerity. It's sacrifice. It's a pain. It's pain. It's painful. And if one takes up devotional service, how great is that? Really, how great is it when someone takes up Krishna consciousness, devotional service? It's amazing. How rare is it that someone, if someone walks in the door and they want to be a devotee, we go, oh my God, are you for real? Really? You really want to become a devotee? We go, wow, that's amazing. And then the first thing, even though you can be a devotee for 40 years, the first thing you ask, well, what made you want to become a devotee? Why? We ask that question, well, why do you want to become a devotee? It even bewilders us. We even become surprised. Really, we do. When somebody comes, they want to be like, wow, I can't believe it. Did you hear, you know, Bhakti Eric wants to be a devotee. Wow. Or Bhakti Anthony, Bhakti Storm, Bhakti Arrow. We have to ask, why? Why do you guys want to become devotees? Why are you coming? So Krishna is pleased by this. Every morning we say this prayer. Yeah, sometimes this can be misunderstood. And so many other things can be said about it. But what is the purpose of it? The purpose of it is what here, and this we just read, to give back these conditioned souls to Krishna. This is our goal. This is showing our love to Rukmini and Dwarkadish. This is how we show it. And we may feel incompetent. We may feel whatever. But still, as the example given by the Brahmachari, he'd go out and sell 5 magazines for a paisa. Still, the guru was very pleased by this. So we may feel incompetent. We may feel that we're not qualified. But we all feel that. But we shouldn't use that as an excuse not to want to bring devotees to Krishna consciousness. Good devotees. And we should train them. We all should train them, not just depend on one person. But we should all train them to be nice and kind and loving. Loving, how is loving? Loving is, let me be so nice to this person, they'll never want to leave Krishna consciousness. That they'll stay here and serve Krishna the rest of their life. This is real love. This is an exhibition of that love. But if we don't care, if we're not feeling anything, the minute the bhakta does something wrong, or bhaktin does something wrong, you idiot, what are you doing? Get out of here. Then what are we doing? We're chasing a future Vaishnava, Vaishnavi away from Krishna consciousness. We're praying, let's bring them here, but then we do all kinds, and we take them away. We shoo them away. We don't give them an opportunity. So really, this is a real preacher, person who wants to bring devotees. And we can preach best right now. If you're unqualified, then just take a book or two and become qualified. And distribute a book somewhere to someone. This is real preaching. If you can't remember everything in the Bhagavad Gita or the Bhagavatam, then get a Bhagavatam and a Gita and distribute it to someone. And that'll be the preaching. All you have to do is just be nice to them. That'll do the trick. Just by being nice, it'll go a long way. I'll read a couple of things. This is a letter in 1974. Regarding your question, actually it is a fact that ultimately everyone should preach and distribute books if they want to please me in the best way. Book distribution must be given stress always. If you do this sincerely, it is a fact that Krishna will supply everything else required. I blindly follow my Guru Maharaj. I do not know what is the result, so I am stressing on this point of book distribution. He told me this personally. Book distribution is Bhagavat Bharag and temple worship is Pancharatriki Vidhi. Both are important for cultivating Vaishnavism, but comparatively speaking, Bhagavat Bharag is more important than Pancharatriki Vidhi. As far as possible, both should go on in a parallel line, but still Bhagavat Bharag is more important than the other. So you are all intelligent boys. So you should judge the desire of my Guru Maharaj and help me in that way. This is Srila Prabhupada. I'll just read. I had several of them, but I know the time is going and everybody's getting a little hungry. Don't hate me, though. I'm not trying to be your enemy. This is a letter in 1975. I am in due receipt of your weekly Sankirtan newsletters. I am always happy to hear of increasing book sales. These reports are very encouraging to me. Our real business is to print and distribute books. By doing this business, you are all becoming recognized by Krishna. Just like how we said that we should become recognized by Krishna. This is Prabhupada's answer to that question. Please try to continue working so nicely for Krishna, following the rules and regulations, chanting 16 rounds, and studying my books, and you will finish your business in this material world, in this life, and enter into the spiritual world to live with Krishna eternally. Don't become discouraged by any so-called problems. Make your program simple. That is to say, always make sure that you are somehow or other engaged in Krishna's service. And the best service is preaching or engaging others in Krishna's service. So continue in this way and be happy. A couple of more. A short one. I am very encouraged by the report of how nicely our books are being distributed. This is our main business all over the world. If you give full attention to this, there will never be any shortage of funds. Let me see what I got left here, then we'll read the real nectar ones. I mean, they're all just really good. Okay, January 74. Just go on drinking the nectarine of Krishna Katha, especially it has been advised in the Human Society. Nri Loke. It is not addressed to the dog Loke or cat Loke. They cannot. They have no capacity. Therefore, it has been Nri Loke. Nayam Deho Deha Bhajan Nri Loke. Another verse in the fifth canto, Nayam Deho Deha Bhajam Nri Loke Kastan Kaman Arhate Vid Bhujam Teye. These are the Bhagavat. There is no comparison. There is no literature throughout the universe like Srimad Bhagavatam. There is no comparison. There is no competition. Every word is for the good of the human society. Every word, each and every word. Therefore, we stress so much in the book distribution. Somehow or other, if the book goes in one hand, he will be benefited. At least he will see, oh, they have taken so much price. Let me see what is there. If he reads one shloka, his life will be successful. If one shloka, one word, this is such nice things. Therefore, we are stressing so much, please distribute book, distribute book, distribute book. A greater mridanga. We are chanting, playing our mridanga. It is heard within this room or a little more. But this mridanga will go home to home, country to country, community to community, this mridanga. So it is advised that Nriloke. Nriloke means the human form of body in the human society. We don't discard that. This American society or this is European society, this is Indian society. No, all human being. It doesn't matter what he is. I know we're getting a little heavy. One last one. Without literature, how can we enlighten the people at large? My Guru Maharaj used to say that the printing press is the Brihat Mridanga, just like we are playing Mridanga. This Mridanga can be vibrated in the neighboring quarter, but our Mridanga, back to Godhead, that will go far, far away. So therefore, this press was considered by my Guru Maharaj as Brihat Mridanga. So this press propaganda, this literary propaganda, is required because Krishna consciousness is not sentiment. It is not that some sentimental people have gathered here and are dancing and chanting. No, there is background. There is philosophical background. There is theological understanding. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. I had many, many more, but... I already have enough enemies. Okay. So, I'd like to just read some scores for book distribution. Prabhupada was very enlivened by book scores. That's why we had a Sankirtan newsletter many, many years ago, and Srila Prabhupada was present with us. And this newsletter was done on a, was it weekly basis? It was almost weekly or monthly. Can't recall now. Yeah, monthly, okay. And Srila Prabhupada would actually read it. Really, he would. I was in a temple where Srila Prabhupada remarked to a devotee or two in that temple how nice it was that they were distributing so many books. And Srila Prabhupada wrote him a letter and glorified this devotee and thanked him for his service. So Prabhupada was very inclined towards scores. When Srila Prabhupada was very ill, the word used to be, we said, well, how's Prabhupada doing? And Prabhupada would say, I'll only get better if you distribute more and more of my books. And finally, Prabhupada says, I'll live to be 100 if you double book distribution. And that would, like, the cry for the devotees would be, Haribo! We'd be, like, totally jumping up and down. Everybody would grab a book bag with books and try to go out and distribute books just so we could double it to have Srila Prabhupada be with us longer. Of course, we knew that it was Srila Prabhupada's way of just enlivening us because Prabhupada was in a very bad state at that time. Very ill. Okay, so we're reading these scores for that purpose, to please Srila Prabhupada and the Lordship, Sri Sri Gornitai, Sri Sri Rukmini Dokadish, Jagannath Baladev, Sri Mati Subhadra, and all the assembled Vaishnava devotees. So we did have a Prabhupada marathon, and these results were astounding. We had altogether, gee whiz, I don't know, 40-something, 50-something devotees that went out. And It was incredible what can be accomplished. It's kind of neat when you have a group of devotees that are really thinking one. They're thinking like one in one particular way. You can see when a group of devotees get together and they focus on something, and the results can be astonishing, even more than you would even dream that they could be happening. So we had like the temple gift shop, Aditi, Jai Kush, Team New Dwarka, Mayapur Shashi, Mahabharat, Krishnapad, Goridas Pandit, Veda, Vanabhata, Govindadat, Bhattivatsal, Suvas and Tadi, Gopi Gita, Dvaita Chandra, Shantatma, Omkar, Karunadarini, Dasi, and Naikatma, Temple Bhajan Band, Vijay, Radharani, Sachi Dulal, Goda Chandra, Bhatti Anthony, Bhatti Eric, Sachi Tanoi, Nishant Mehta, Prem Sankirtan, Brigupati Shastrakrit, and the Gita Jayant. And all these Devidasis and Prabhus, let's give them a big Hari Bol. Yes. Jai. Also, we had a lot of membership, a lot of people that come to the temple. You know, during the month, we were making announcements every Sunday, and so many people came forward. There's just too many names because of the time factor. What time is it? It's 8:30. But really, there's just an amazing three sheets of devotees that come to the temple and that heard the message of book distribution, and they participated in it. But we'd like to thank all these devotees. The way it looks here is that the overall accumulation here. So it was 6,000. I don't have a total here of all the books, do we? 6,000. Okay. So approximately from our congregation, these nice devotees that come here and chant with us on Sundays and sometimes during the weekdays, altogether they sponsored about 8,000. Wait a minute. That's not complete. What's complete is, sorry for this, we just got a lot of paper here and it's hard to, okay. So, Bhagavad Gita sauce were 11,000 Bhagavad Gitas from our congregation and 25,732 Lakshmi points. Hari Bol. That was just from the congregation. And I got three pages of names of all the donors. And it's a phenomenal amount. That's practically half of what we wanted to accomplish for our Christmas marathon. We wanted to do 20,000 Bhagavad Gitas. And half of it was accomplished just by our congregation and their donations. So the devotees that we had, we announced. So these devotees, they distributed 750 small books, 4,097 medium books, 3,411 medium books. I said that right. And then big books, 2,425. Now here's the big, we have to have a drum roll. Anybody have a drum? Jai, Hari Bol, Hari Bol, Hari Bol. So, Bhagavad Gitas for the marathon, 25,736 Bhagavad Gitas. We only wanted to do 20,000. So this happens every time we do this. So maybe next year we'll have to increase the total to 25,000. Maybe we'll do 30. So somehow or other, it always happens. And it was 50,000 Lakshmi points collected. I'd like to give some yearly scores. I won't try to read everything, but just like to give you an idea of some of the sincere Prabhus that we have that go out on a regular basis and how they're doing. So altogether for the year, we had about 57 different devotees throughout the year went out on book distribution here in New Dwarka, which is a pretty good amount of people. At least 57 people registered distributing Srila Prabhupada's books. And these 57 devotees altogether, here's what the total was for the year. It was 15,332 magazines, 42,847 small, 34,845 medium, 29,700 big books, and then Maha Big Books, Bhagavad Gita's, 54,336 Maha Big Books. Pretty phenomenal. And that gave us about 163,572 book points. And the total lakshmi for that collected was 216,738 lakshmi points. Now, just a few of the devotees. We'll do like the top 10. How's that? I have to mess around with a couple of papers here because some of the things aren't written on this paper. Okay. Here it is. Okay. So, we had in the 10th spot, we had like Bhaktivatsal Prabhu, and he distributed 40 magazines, 725 small, 302 medium, 749 big, 246 maha big, and 2,600 lakshmi points. Bhatti Anthony, who went out just for a few months, 685 small, 112 medium, 293 big, 1,290 maha big, 3,145 lakshmi points. And there was Vijay Prabhu with 4 magazines, 50 small, 165 medium, 578 big, 1,618 maha big, 11,437 lakshmi points. And then we had Advaita Chandra Prabhu and his wife Sita Takarani. They did very, very nice. They, for the year, they did 12,427 books. And they're a retired couple. They do this on the side. And they did 12,472 books. They collected 7,900 lakshmi points. They did, from that, 2,132 Bhagavad Gitas. They did 11 full sets of Bhagavatam. They did 5,222 medium. They did 5,073 small books. This was for the entire year in their book distribution. Let's give them a big Hari Bol. Not only that, but they're so active in the temple in terms of so many contributions they give towards the deity program, don't they? Don't they give all kinds of nice things for the yogyas and stuff? Is that right? Yeah. The flowers, the honey for Balaram, geese for sacrifice. So they're really contributing. Their life is really to helping spread the message of Krishna consciousness. And they even do it by book distribution. Fantastic. Then we had Bhatti Eric, 407 magazines, 1,491 small, 1,188 medium, 1,358 big, 2,544 maha big, 16,062 lakshmi points. Prem Sankirtan Prabhu, 240 magazines, 6,743 small, 324 medium, 4,659 big, 3,532 maha big, and 21,416 lakshmi points. Sachi Tinoy Prabhu, 2,816 small, 4,738 big, 2,110 maha big, and 21,565 Lakshmi points. And Shastakrit Prabhu did 5 magazines, 2,865 small, 2,211 medium, 2,907 big, 14,959 maha big, and 36,372 Lakshmi points. And then the next score we have, yes? Oh, I thought somebody was saying something. Next score we have is Bhrigupati Prabhu, and there's not enough that we can say about Bhrigu Prabhu. He's phenomenal in all aspects. He's so far ahead and above us, it's unreal. He's amazing. I the score that I'm going to read, I don't think I've heard a score like this in book distribution in the world. And I don't remember how long. Really, I don't know. It's been quite a while. I recall one time saying somebody did 100,000. Was that you, Bhrigu? Just checking, because somebody, I recall, but that was so long ago, I don't remember when that was. So this is a most phenomenal score. I've told him just the other day that he needs to give me at least a year notice before he quits, because I got to figure out what to do with my life. So, saying that, Bhrigu Prabhu, 130 magazines, 1,852 small, 1,119 medium, 6,407 big, 18,170 maha books. And this is, give a big drum roll for this one. Really heavy duty. Hari bo, hari bo, hari bo. 81,000 Lakshmi points. Yeah. It's amazing, 81,000 Lakshmi points out in the streets. I mean, that's phenomenal. That's just almost like unheard of. Have any of you ever here, besides some of the outside devotees, but anybody here ever make 80,000 bucks a year? One, two. I mean, you know, that's incredible. And what to speak of doing it by distribution of Prabhupada's books. That is phenomenal. I mean, you know, you can't even conceive or comprehend the type of work and focus and sincerity and surrender that you have to do this day in and day out. And how many days a year are there? How many days in a year? How many? That's what I thought. He went out 272 days. Wow. That's like rain or shine. You know what I mean? It does rain. You know, sometimes it gets cloudy and cold. Still, he went out 272 days. That's incredible. So we have to show a great debt of gratitude. That's right. That's right. Taking care of his family. You know, this is a phenomenal. We should be very thankful we have someone like Bhrigupati Prabhu. I'm sure Srila Prabhupada's blessed him. If you want to go back to Godhead, hang on to him. I'm sure you'll go there. So, the phenomenal results for Nirdwaka Dham. Again, I'd like to say, you know, it takes a team effort. This is not done by just one individual. You know, it's like Bhrigupati did great, but still he went down for breakfast. Somebody cooked breakfast for him so he could have breakfast, right? And he eats a lot. So, you know, it does take a team effort. It takes the deity department, wonderful deities, kirtan leaders, so many different things we need. Devotees working in the kitchen, you know, the gift shop, girls, the buffet. You know, all these things are part of this whole equation here. This isn't just one item. It's an equation. It's a team effort, literally. To do this on their own is very... Do you think you could do this just living in your van and just traveling around? No, it'd be tough, wouldn't it? It's by association. It's by the support. You know, it's by the desire of all the devotees working together cooperatively that this is actually accomplished. And this is what we mean by one, having one thought, one frame of mind, that everybody is working together in order to accomplish these beautiful results. And we should say, and this is without any kind of embellishment or anything, but we really need to have a lot of respect and good feelings towards the devotees, Tadit and the gift shop girls, really, and also the buffet devotees, all those, you know, Jiganivas cooking, Lochan Gore, you know, Balagopal, the devotees that work up front, because those two items in the temple here are the biggest contributors towards our ability to be able to go out and distribute so many books. It's phenomenal. In the year 2013, the buffet gave towards the Sankirtan cause 100,000 Lakshmi points. Yeah. That's over and above all the expenditures that they're involved in. So it's beautiful. And then the other one is, of course, the gift shop. And that particular cooperative spirit and support, they were able to give to the temple this year to help on the Sankirtan movement, $177,000. Yeah. And by that cooperative spirit and everybody working together is what really helps us come to our total, to our final destination, our goal, to please Srila Prabhupada, to distribute these books. So we should, you know, again, you know, these are devotees that are doing all this. These are all devotees. It's not like if you know you're a sales girl in the gift shop, you're not a devotee. No. We're all devotees. Everybody's doing their part in order to make this equation in terms of our goals to distribute the books. And they're needed. They're necessary people. It's not like Tadit is just a merchandise buyer. This is not what it's for. It's not that that's what she's doing. She's out there in the Sankirtan spirit trying to do more and more to contribute to the goal of our distribution of Prabhupada's literature, which is the most important thing to Prabhupada. And it's a very important thing to New Dwarka Dham. It's important to us. This is why we see this. And even for that... No. Yeah.
Now, they don't know how this foundation was built, but devotees like Suvas and his wife and a lot of the older devotees, they really, you know, you may not see them with a book bag every day going out, but they did that. And so they have the expertise to manage others to push on that movement. So, you know, it takes a little bit of a knowledge of the history, just like we read the Prabhupada Lilamrita, and therefore our respect for Prabhupada increases when we understand what he went through to establish ISKCON. So it's the same thing. If we know the history of the Sankirtan book distribution in ISKCON, then we have more respect for the elder devotees like Suvas and his wife, who not only are pushing others to go out and distribute now, but did it themselves decades, not just, you know, a few days or a few years. But, you know, Tadit can tell her own stories, but, you know, a lot of these older devotees, they sacrificed a lot personally to go out and distribute books, and therefore they became managers in Prabhupada's book distribution army to help others to do the same.
Yeah, thank you, Prabhu. This is a true story. We were in a marathon doing books in the airport of Atlanta airport. And Tadit had Acharya, our little baby Acharya, on one of those carriers, front carriers. And so she would be in one concourse, I would be in another concourse. Sometimes I'd run up and see how she was doing with Acharya. And he'd be sleeping, or I'd say, Haribo, Haribo. And then as soon as he said, Hari Bo, Hari Bo, then I'd run off and try to see if I could distribute some more books. And intermittently, we would see each other in the concourse, her carrying a baby with books, approaching people, and she did what she was doing huge. Teddy was actually a very huge book distributor, by the way. It's not like she went out and did five books. I mean, you know, she was in the area of 50, 60 big books with a baby. And we did a couple of marathons like that until finally he was just too heavy to carry. Couldn't carry him anymore. Couldn't carry him and the books. So we had to stop that. Now, that sacrifice, it carried over through all these years. So whatever sacrifice you perform in this early age of your Krishna conscious life, it'll carry with you the rest of your life. So no matter what you may find yourself doing, I was a book distributor, but they asked me to become a temple president. I said, okay, sure, because then I felt I could control the whole scene. And we could give tons to the BBT. We had a fire in Denver, and we got insurance money for it. So after I figured out how to pay for all of the repairs, then there was a balance of $90,000. I immediately threw that to the BBT so we could distribute more books, more books, more books. And there's no regrets. You know, normally you'd want to just get that $90,000 and keep it aside for some rainy day. But we were so fixed on pleasing Srila Prabhupada, we just gave the $90,000 to the BBT and so that we could have more books distributed. And there was never a lack of anything. Never. There was never a lack. And like in New Dwarka, there's never a lack. Is there? I don't know. Maybe you're feeling a lack. If you are, don't tell me. But there's no lack. There's no lack in New Dwarka because of this preaching effort and because of so many cooperative people and devotees that are so helpful in executing this mission. So that was the gift shop and the buffet. In Sankirtan, in 2012, the devotees did 209,189. In 2013, 224,000 Lakshmi points. That was like a 7% increase. And then the BBT remittance, what we give, what this temple is giving to the BBT monetarily. In 2012, we gave 217,000. And in 2013, the LA temple gave to the BBT 280,000 Lakshmi points. Wow. This is the best this temple has done in at least we dated it back maybe about 30 years. It could even be bigger than that, but we don't have any records. So in the last 30 years, this is the biggest score. That goes way back when. Yeah.
Another interjection. This is not inflation. This is not, you know, being done by inflation, because the books, remarkably, this is one of the things that Suvas and I have been able to achieve at the BBT. The books that you're buying these days cost almost the same they did 30 years ago. No, you won't find that in any other industry, that things are costing the same that they cost 30 years ago. Everything gets inflated and things are times the cost. But the BBT books that you buy, a Bhagavad Gita or whatever, are about the same price as they were about 30 years ago. So the score of $280,000 is actually more than that when you factor in inflation.
Yes, thank you, Archer. And Archer's part of that. Basically, he scans the globe for the best price that we can possibly get to print Prabhupada's books. This is his service. And so we've been able to keep it at a reasonable amount all these years, which is a very good point. Thank you. Okay, so magazines. We distributed 15,332. Small books, 42,850. Medium books, 34,845. Big books, 29,726. Maha big book, 54,336 Maha big books. And total literatures for the year, 177,086 books. That's a 10% increase over 2012. And book points, 163,572. There is national or international competition, by the way. There's nothing wrong with competition. Like Prabhupada gave an example of in the battle in the Kuvaras, the Kurus and the Pandavas. There was 100 on the Kuru side and 5 Pandavas. In the battle, they would fight and whatever. But if there was a third party that came that tried to create some problem, they would all come together as family, as the Kurus and the Pandavas, to fight the third party. So Prabhupada says the same way we should be working. There should be competition amongst us. There should be. But we should come together as a whole when it comes to satisfying the Supreme Personality of Godhead. Our purpose is to be one. But there's competition. That's normal. Even like the devotees here, they compete. But ultimately, the goal is to please Srila Prabhupada. This is what the real goal is. So competition's great. There's no problem with it. It's a lot of fun. It enlivens. It gets the adrenal glands moving. And become very happy by that. Okay, one last thing. Just to give you an idea that this competition is also nationally. Yes, there is competition between temples. And in the last 4 or 5 years, we've had competition from a few temples. But I'd like to congratulate all of you, the temple devotees here in New Dwarka, for being so steadfast and determined that right now we have to find new competition. Hari Bol. I hope nobody's listening to this besides all of you here. But anyway, New Dwarka has been very lucky. We've been able to stay in the forefront of book distribution in America for all these years. At least for the 27 years that I've been here, New Dwarka has been in the forefront of book distribution in North America, all 27 years. So we should maintain that for another 27. Prabhupada loved it. The deity worship is beautiful. We have really nice buffet. We have beautiful shop that you can get Krishna conscious paraphernalia. We have wonderful festivals. We have great congregation. We have so many wonderful things in New Dwarka. Great devotees, beautiful devotees. So New Dwarka, it should be in that position. And this is not trying to be arrogant, but we should try to do the best we can to please His Divine Grace Srila Prabhupada and Sri Sri Rukmini Dwarkadish. And we should work hard at it to accomplish it. Okay. So, a little bit about the North American BBT, since it is located right here in L.A. The North American BBT in 2013 sold $1.43 million worth of books to the temples in America. Hari Bol. Our records show that, I think as far back as we go, about maybe 30 years. And in that 30-year period, this is the best that we've ever done in a 30-year period here, which is phenomenal. It's very phenomenal. I know that I don't talk enough about it here in L.A., but in the future I should discuss more with you and let you know what a BBT. It is the number 2 BBT in the world, next to India. We're one of the fastest-growing BBTs because, although America has been there always in book distribution, India has gone beyond capacity. They're in the area of doing 4 million, 5 million in sales annually. And it's phenomenal. But outside of that, America is on top. All of you should know that New Dwarka's remittances to the BBT, they go towards the TOVP, the Temple of Vedic Planetarium. This one they're building. New Dwarka is a big contributor to that, along with North American BBT. This last year, North American BBT gave $240,000 towards that project, just itself, North American BBT itself. So that's an annual contribution that all BBTs give towards the temple project in Mayapur. And America is in the forefront of that giving. And it's a lot to do with New Dwarka and the other temples of North America. So the previous highest year that we had on record was 1.35. That's 1,300,000, 350,000. That was in 1996. Now, this is interesting. In the last 26 years, since about like 1987, the VBT in Los Angeles has sold $26,260,000 worth of books. And in the last 26 years, the North American BBT has given just over $6 million to the Mayapur project. Hadi Bo. And every year, we go to our national meetings in Houston, Texas now, and there we develop a strategy of how each temple should each year increase. And last year, we requested, and all the temple presidents agreed, to increase by 20% over the previous year in the BBT, in their sales. And we have been able to, America actually accomplished that goal. You are the first ones to hear this, by the way, the figure. So that figure that we were able to do is, of course, 1.43 million, and it was the best in 30 years. But the LA temple, we were able to do what we did, and this was a 22% increase over last year for the LA temple. Hadi Bo. So we're talking about if we continue this trend with a 10% increase for the next several years till the 50th anniversary, I believe it's in 2016. If we do this for the next several years, the United States of America could give to Srila Prabhupada in that 50th anniversary year $2 million for the BBT. Hadi Bo. Okay, I really appreciate your time and your patience. Yes, Brigopati Prabhu. Yes, I didn't say that? Sorry. Okay, so the Prabhupada Marathon, that was for the month of December, the Prabhupada Marathon. I guess this is from December 1st to December 31st. This is what Mayapur gave me. The winner of the marathon was Shastrakrit Prabhu. He did 1,540 small, 1,880 medium, 1,040 big, and he did 7,875 maha big and 9,500 Lakshmi points. And Brigupati Prabhu, you're right behind him with 5,516 maha big and two sets of Bhagavatams, I believe, and 7,089 Lakshmi points. All right. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Hari Bol.
Oh, I just said what are you?